You want your life to be good? You know, if she says clean your feet off before you come in, you make sure every time before you come in you clean your feet off. And if you can't clean them off, take your stupid boots off and lay them at the door and walk in your socks. If that'll make her happy, you know, please that girl. Live with her according to knowledge. And if you live with each other according to knowledge and love each other like God says, you'll be amazed at how little sickness and disease you'll have in your house and with your children. Now, see, if you don't, it'll bring sickness and disease. Terry had no idea, her, Frank, neither one, although they were in church all the time, had no idea that boy is going to be an invalid and the other two are sick with all those allergies and all that stuff because of their sin. And had no idea that they killed three babies in a row because of miscarriage because of their sin. Three little babies died in a mother's womb with a miscarriage because of sin. Amazing, isn't it? But it's written right here in the book. Then he says, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. You know what that says in the NLT? NLT says, guys, love your wives and be good to them, or your prayers will not be answered. That means the same thing, young lady. So for those guys that are not willing to love their wives and be gentle to them and live with them according to knowledge, you come to God and ask Him for something, and He says, no. Nope, I won't do it for you. Go get right with your wife. Love her first, then come talk to me. There's a lot of men, if they knew that, they'd walk in a love walk with their wives. If they knew they wasn't going to get their prayers answered. And after all, he's daddy, and since he's the big boss and he's the CEO, you know, I got news for you. They ain't going to do it no way except his way. You know? You ain't say, well, I'm taking this, God. I don't like you. I'm taking this to a higher court. He said, I am the higher court. There is no other besides me. And if you don't watch it, I might just take you out just like that. You better straighten your act up, son. Not only am I not going to answer your prayer, but you don't love that girl like I told you, I'm going to make your life miserable too. Somebody said, God would never do that to me. Oh, yes, He will. Oh, yes, He will. See, we just don't understand it. Look what He says here as He goes on down. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise a blessing. In other words, return everything anybody does to you with a blessing. With a blessing, knowing that you are there unto call, that you should inherit a blessing. Now then, if you do everything God's way, you love your wife submits to you, does all these things, and you always speak blessings. I don't care what somebody walks up to you and slaps you in the face. I don't like you. You say, well, let me speak a blessing over you in the name of Jesus. That'd take a real man to do that. You know it? But is that what God said do? Why? So that you, He said, don't return evil for evil. Somebody walks up and says, I don't like you. Slaps you three times and you grab him by the neck and punch him and says, I don't like you either. And then he gets up and sticks a knife in your stomach. Now see, if you'd have said, well, I'm not going to return evil for evil. I'm going to speak a blessing over your father in the name of Jesus. Will you bless this guy in the name of Jesus? And the guy said, what's wrong with you? So I just want to bless you. So you speak a blessing. The guy turns around, walks off, and God blesses you. You got to live instead of die. Because if you'd have returned evil for evil, two of his friends were sitting there, and they were going to jump on you, and they were going to beat the thunder out of you. But if you walked up to him and put your hand and said, Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless this guy? Bless him in Jesus' name. They said, what's wrong with that guy? Well, see, that's what God says do, isn't it? That you might inherit a blessing. Then look what he says. This next verse, verse 10. For he that will love life do you want to love life? You want life to be good to you? For he that will love life and see good days. How many of you want to have good days? How many of you want to be sick and afflicted every day? You'd much rather have a good day, healthy day, prosperous day, productive day. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. And his lips that they speak no deceit or guile. I don't know about you, but I was down in the South Texas here a while back, and there was a contractor sitting up on the front row. He said, "Do you mean God really means that?" I said, "Yes, sir, He really believes that." He said, "Can I go out in my truck a minute?" I said, "What for?" He said, "I'm going to go out there and get some of that big, wide, 2-inch duct tape. I want you to put 3 rolls of it around my mouth." You know, sometimes I think that's what I need to do to me, to be able to control what I say, is to tape my mouth shut. Is it hard to control that thing? I mean, the book of James says it's a fire. It's right out of the pit of hell. And that no man can control the tongue. So if no man can control the tongue, then what kind of hope do we have? Who can control the tongue? That's it. The Holy Spirit can control the tongue. If the Holy Spirit and the Word of God is in control in your flesh, when somebody walks up and says something nasty to you, you don't return with evil. You just return with a blessing. And you'll receive a blessing. And you won't be made sick. That's why we're here, right? We want to learn how to walk in divine health. We want to learn how to walk without any brain tumors and all that kind of stuff. Sharon, she is one of my best teaching aides also, just like my own wife. But this young lady right here, she'll be the first to tell you it's much better to be divinely well than it was to have brain tumors and hips and arms that don't work and allergies and all the stuff she had for all those years. It was miserable, wasn't it, Sharon? Absolutely. For 30 years she was sick. 30 years. How would you like to go to a doctor? Sometime, what, 2 or 3 times a week you had to go, didn't you? For 23 years, going to a doctor 2 or 3 times a week. And all she had to do was get rid of her sin, believe God's word, and do what He says. And look at her now. No sickness, no disease. Would you like, that's where she wants to walk, and that's where you want to walk, right? Well, you know what? If the young people, when Sharon was 18 years old, if somebody had taught her these principles and she'd have walked in them, she could have forewent 30 years worth of pain. Never had to went there, would you, Sharon? Never would have had to went there. Well, see, that's why we teach what we teach. We want you to know what God's Word says so you can walk in it so that you don't have to come back later and say, "I need to be healed." But that's not where we want to go. You want to walk through your whole life in divine health. Just think, if we could teach our children these principles of this book and they could believe them, do you know your children would never have to be sick? Wouldn't that be awesome? That your children walk through their whole life, teach them to their children, teach them how to walk in love and do everything that God says. And so can you imagine a family that can go through life with no sickness and no disease, and they all live to be 80, 90, or 100 years old, and then all of a sudden one day in perfect health, and the women didn't even have to worry about buying all that fancy, expensive stuff to make their skin smooth. They just stood on God's promise and said, "Lord, You promised to renew my youth like the eagles." So I wake up this morning and say, "Lord, look at that beautiful skin You give me." You know? Skin? I command the oils and everything from my body, since I have dominion over my flesh, I command my body to produce exactly the right amount of oils and everything, so my skin will stay soft and beautiful and smooth with no wrinkles until I get to be 100, and then You can take me home. Hey, see? Now, if you're obedient to do what He said, what did He say you could ask for? I mean, if you obey Him, you don't have to go out and buy that expensive stuff, do you? Amen. Think of the money, it'll save us guys. Praise the Lord. Just think. Let him run from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Now, that's what you got to do if you want to have a long life. Because verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous." In other words, is He in here watching everything we're doing right now? He certainly is. You can't get away from Him. "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers." Oh, now then, if you're righteous and his ears are open, and you're walking in obedience. Now you can pray, young lady, and he'll hear you. And that's what we want to get, right? So when we're walking in obedience to God's word, we come to him and say, Lord, I'm walking totally in obedience to your word. And I need this. He says, no problem. It's yours. I hear your prayer. And I'm giving it to you. See, that's a good place to be, isn't it? And that's why the Lord wants us to walk in all these places. Because I'm telling you, if I ever needed an answer to a prayer in a big way, of course, I've needed it many times, but that day when Caitlin was laying in that hospital, tore all to pieces, I needed the King to hear my prayer. Because there ain't no doctor in the world can help what she's got. If God doesn't show up for me, it's over. It's over. But if God shows up for me, then what can the King do? Anything. And he did. And he put that little girl back together. He put that little face back together. I mean, I wished I had some pictures. But taking pictures of her was the furthest thing from my mind. I never even dreamed about taking a picture. I was just me and God. I mean, I'm in there with a little girl, tore all to pieces, and every doctor saying she cannot live under no condition. I ain't interested in nothing but the Word of God. I mean, I could care less about pictures. I don't care who else is in that room. All I know is I got this book in my hand, and I got it open, and I'm quoting, I'm walking up and down, and I'm praising the King. 10 hours later, when that little social worker walked over and she said, sir, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. I said, what do you mean? She said, I ain't never seen a man that lost his wife and daughter and walk in here, and we tell him that these two little girls, probably neither one of them is going to live, but this one for sure is not going to live. And all you do is walk up beside her bed and praise God with your hands raised, singing songs, quoting the Word of God, and praising God. She said, I ain't never seen nobody do nothing like that before in my life. And I said, ma'am, you're going to see the greatest miracle you've ever seen because I did this. And they did. They did. The King of the universe is there to answer your prayer unlimited if you'll do what he says in this book. If you'll do what he says. He loves you and he wants you to do good. And he says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.